Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over to subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can also order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, or you can send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com for more information. You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag Delaware Blogger, or see my face in the place on YouTube at Antoinette Blake. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And today's episode 28, Micro Influencer Marketing Campaign Tips. That's right, I've got some tips and a way for you to get your checklist. So stay tuned to the end of the podcast to learn more about the Influencer Marketing Campaign Checklist. Now, influencer marketing, it's a great way to help reach new audiences, increase brand awareness, and boost your marketing ROI, or return on investment, or let's just say increase your bottom line. Influencer marketing is a strategy that has been used by businesses for years to promote their products and services by partnering with popular social media users, i.e. bloggers or influencers. And these bloggers or influencers usually have a large, engaged audience that brands can tap into to build credibility and even drive sales. Now, when you see products being promoted by major celebrities such as Chris Rock, you know, he's promoting the latest Apple iPhone, or DJ Khaled talking about Geico, that's influencer marketing. Now, we may not be big ballers like, you know, Rock and DJ Khaled, but, you know, we are bloggers. We are influencers. We are micro influencers. We're running a business, so brands that want to work with us must treat it as such. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is I actually received an email from a brand that wanted me to work with them on promoting a product, which seemed in line with what I do. It is commission-based, so for everything that was sold using my affiliate link, I would get a 25% commission. That's great and everything. So I said, send me more information. So I got a follow-up email, and they're like, oh, excited, happy to work with you. Just pick out what it is that you wanted, and you can pay the shipping and handling, and then we'll get started. Nah, I put the brakes on that one. I am not going to pay you anything for me to promote your product or your brand or your service. Nope, ain't gonna do it. I don't care if it is shipping and handling. I am not paying you to promote a product where you're gonna get 75% and I'm gonna get 25%. That ain't happening, Captain. I also recently posted online, I guess it was this summer, a picture of sparkling ice beverage. We love that in our house, and I love it. And I tell people, especially bloggers, don't just give away, you know, if you're promoting a product and a service, don't just give it away. Let them know, let the business know by using the hashtag or mentioning them, especially when you're posting on the gram. So I took a picture of my sparkling ice in a glass with some water. It looked really refreshing, not with water, with the sparkling ice. And it looked really refreshing. And I tagged sparkling ice. And again, like I said, that was back in the summer. And then they hit me up and they said, can we use this, you know, as part of our promotion? Can I include this photo? And I said, of course, yes. You reply yes, to let them know that you are giving them permission. Because again, photos are not free. Even if you've taken them, make sure you watermark them, which I did, Delaware Blogger, so that you get credit for it. And lo and behold, they recently posted it on a Thirsty Thursday. My picture was one of three. And you know what? That was pretty cool. Yeah, when you are promoted by a major brand, it really drives up your traffic. So again, that helped me out, even though I didn't ask them to pay me for the photo, which sometimes you can do. But for me to be promoted on a website that has more than, you know, a couple of million followers was, in my eyesight, a pretty good payback. But at least I didn't have to pay them to promote the product like this other company did. So that's why I wanted to come back here today and address this topic. I actually talked about it on a previous episode, and I want to invite you to go ahead and read a previous blog post that I wrote in 2019, because as we approach the holiday season, this is once again a hot topic for many business owners. And, you know, business companies all over the world, they're going to be engaging with recognizable stars to help them promote their products and services, whether they're a major or a micro influencer. Now, I started my first blog, DEDivaDeals.com, Fashion and Fun After 50, back in 2012. And I've had many, many opportunities to work with brands, including Verizon Wireless and Jennie-O Turkey, Walmart, Mitsubishi, L'Oreal, and so many others. And there are some marketing outreach tips that I'm going to be sharing with you today on this podcast episode that's going to be helpful for businesses who are looking to engage with bloggers. So we're going to take a quick break right now so you can run and get yourself something to sip or snack, and then we'll be right back. And don't forget, head over to dellblogger.com so you can subscribe, and also you can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook, which is also available on Amazon. So we'll take this quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at Lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It is your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is a place where you begin to build influence. That's right, persuading your customers, clients, and prospects to take action, because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit, and I can assist with that mission. So I'm going to invite you to head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And speaking about influencing, that is what the topic of today's podcast episode is about. Micro influencer marketing campaign tips. Yep. Once you have been approached by a brand or a business to work with you, it's always a great thing because it does show that you have influence. They are coming after you for your audience because you resonate with them. You resonate with the audience that they're looking to work with. But I'm going to, again, caution businesses, whether we are major influencers or macro, micro, whatever you want to call it, influencers, there are some tips that you need to be well aware of before you even approach a blogger. And I'm going to give you those today. The first one I'm going to suggest is to identify the right blogger. Now, there's lots of bloggers out there, so you need to prioritize yourself. Start your blogger outreach effort by engaging with a marketing agency. Now, there are many agencies out there. I'm not going to promote a single one, but obviously you can Google that as well. And once you've gotten with them and you've signed up with them, you have the right to select the bloggers in which you want to work with. So once you have selected the blogger, check and make sure that they're targeting the right audience that you want and that they're also active on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, bigger may not always be better when it comes to influencer marketing. A blogger with a huge following may not be interested in covering a small business. So don't overlook those micro bloggers, you know, the micro influencers, because they may be covering topics or niches that are relevant to your small business as well. Number two, narrow your list to no more than 20 bloggers, especially if you're starting out. To stay focused, you want to create a list of up to 20 bloggers to target. Again, you might want to start with the micro influencer, the more niche focused blogger. And when you're ready to move on to those bigger bloggers, you can use the previous campaigns or success stories from those micro bloggers as an endorsement. Make sure that you're tracking all your communication with your targeted bloggers. You can use, you know, an Excel spreadsheet or Google Docs, and make sure that once you've contacted them, you've received a reply, and then you can move on. Number three, this is most important. Read their blogs. One of the biggest mistakes businesses can make when reaching out to micro bloggers or any blogger for that matter is not reading their blogs. Take time to read at least a few months' worth of targeted posts. You're going to get a sense of their likes and their dislikes, their following, their finding, and if they're actually commenting and replying to comments. So make sure you read the blogs. Number four, engage the blogger in a conversation. Most times we get an email, but sometimes it's nice to have a call with a blogger and add thoughtful, useful comments. As you're reading their blog, let them know. Reply to them. Make sure, again, that you know their target market audience. And don't just leave self-serving comments and just talking about how great your product is. Let them know that you consider them to be influential in their topic and you would be interested in working with them. You can email the blogger with some helpful information, story ideas, or even some stats. But make sure that in the email subject line, it is not addressed, dear blogger, or hello, or hey, it's not personalized. Make sure you personalize each and every email using the blogger's name. Number five, maintain the relationship. Once you've established a good relationship with a blogger, keep the dialogue going. You can reach out to them later with story ideas or anything else that you might think might be useful to them. Continue reading the blogger's posts so that you can stay up on top of what they are writing about. Again, I am getting emails on a daily, and they're referring to what I wrote about on my DEDivaDeals.com fashion and fun after 50. That was years ago. My blog now is blogging, podcasting, marketing, and branding. So if you have products or services that are relative to that in any manner, and it can be, you know, a beverage, it can be clothing, and you know I can weave that into my blog as well. But make sure that you're talking about what I'm promoting on my blog as well. A successful blogger outreach is just like any other business networking. You have to be genuine and authentic. Know your messaging, and most importantly, think about how you can help the blogger rather than staying focused on what the blogger can do for you. In addition, learn as much as you can about the influencer. Read their bios, their tweets. You might find something even more about them that will help you in the long run. So partnering with an influencer is a number one marketing strategy for many brands. And the simple answer to doing that is easy. One, reach out. Reach out and personalize your email. Two, build trust between you and your blogger. Grow your own social following and follow them too. Get more leads and drive more sales if you can be authentic. And if you're interested in learning more about micro-influencer marketing, I have a checklist. And I invite you to leave a comment at the end of this podcast or send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. And in the subject line, put influencer marketing checklist. So make sure that you visit and subscribe to my blog, adelleblogger.com. You can visit my website, ablakeenterprises.com, and make sure to find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger. Share this episode as well as this podcast every Wednesday at 1 because we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many others to come. So again, thank you so very much. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Tell a friend to listen in. Until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.